Missouri Net News is presented by Most, Missouri's 529 College Savings Plan. Visit most529plan.com to learn more.
Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. Governor Nixon is highlighting $500,000 in the state budget for planning and design of a new state veterans home. For years, policymakers have talked about building an eighth home in Missouri, and several communities have lobbied to be its location. Daniel Bell with the State Veterans Commission says it is now more interested in replacing the state's oldest home at Mexico. That's largely because the state has more veterans home beds than the federal government wants it to. And that means the state is less likely to get reimbursed for building an additional home.
We would not receive a part of what's called the construction reimbursement from the federal government for building a new facility, whereas with the replacement of a home, the chances are a little bit better to get that reimbursement since we already have the existing facility.
Some lawmakers still want to pursue the building of an eighth home. More than 1,900 veterans are on a waiting list to get into one of the state's veterans homes. Bell says about one-third of those are ready now for long-term nursing care. An investigation of a Missouri nonprofit hospital has led to debt forgiveness for more than 5,000 patients, totaling nearly $17 million. Iowa Republican U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley led the investigation of Mosaic Life Care.
Mosaic Life Care had been aggressively suing low-income patients. These news reports further indicated that many of these patients qualified for financial assistance and were wrongly placed in collection.
Mosaic will also hire additional staff to help low-income people seeking financial assistance, will no longer charge interest on accounts until final judgment, and will extend its billing cycle. An embattled Central Missouri sheriff has stepped down amid allegations that he pointed a loaded gun at another person in a Hartsburg bar in March. Michael Dixon of Osage County last month pleaded not guilty to unlawful use of a weapon. He pleaded guilty and was put on probation in 2014 to harassing a former female coworker. Governor Nixon has granted pardons to seven men and women convicted of nonviolent offenses. A pardon overturns a conviction and removes it from a person's criminal record. Those receiving pardons are Russell Bales, Jeffrey Fanning, Linda Hardy, Terry Hudson, Aaron Kellison, Alice Lundian, Cliff Miller, John Roby, and John Sterner. And Burger's Ozark Country Cured Eatery and Smokehouse in California, Missouri is recalling some pulled pork because part of its labeling is wrong. It recalled 150 pounds of pulled pork for being labeled as beef brisket on the back label. Find more news, weather, and sports at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net News.